Begin the Gardam, Mesech the Shabbos, the Kuf Chav Gimel, begin on the base. Begin the Taze the Masa, begin the words of the Gemara, Mesekina, the Ashkafta. Taze comes to explain that what is this Sakina, the Ashkafta? Because in the Mishnah we said from Abisi that really all Kalim could be moved on Shabbos, except for two, a large saw and the knife of the plow. People are particular about that, they set us out of place. Abai said that Harbadushka fi sakina da ashkafta, the chatzid de nagar, these are also like the yeses shemachrisha and forbidden to be moved. So Pishba Kunjarash explains, what's the sakina da ashkafta? It's sakin shakatsav makatsim babas, it's a knife that the butchers use to cut up a piece of meat, which again, they don't want to get ruined, therefore they set aside, it's considered mukta, chasar and kiss. Some explain that sakin shashechim, but it's actually a knife that they used to slaughter with it. Shemak, but shalit pogim, that they're particular that it shouldn't get dented. Says Taisa, the Yesh Lazash, therefore one should be kivah shalil talta, not to move it a full of gufa, even for a permitted Shabbos need, like let's say cracking open the nut or cutting a piece of cheese, davaki yesh shemachresha, because that would be like the peg of the plow. We definitely Reb Shimon might it. Even Reb Shimon agrees, who even if we were lenient like the halacha that quote unquote we don't have mukta like Reb Shimon, he agrees, like the Gemara says later on the end of the Suga, Kufnan Zainam and Alv, this Mesechta, that he agrees, and therefore the halachas of our Mishnah and anything that's like that category would be forbidden to use in all care circumstances, even Sarek Gufay on Shabbos. Ketanik says the Master, again, the words of the Gemara, Mekteishal Develam, which is another one of these tools, which Tez can explain that which vessels were forbidden to be moved because of the Gzer of Kalim, because, like the Gemara says, that in the days of Nechemim Mechachalia, so everything was also except the three, and one of them was this one of Mekteishal Develam to cut the figs. What's bothering Taisa is, it sounds like everything, even cups and bowls, everything was forbidden to be moved. That's just not logical. So Taisa is like, Chashav el kiam de lab and a kibble. Now, we're only talking about vessels, utensils that don't have a receptacle. So we're talking about this knife and that blade and that. Those were three things. But says Taisa, the Hapshidik is obvious that the cases of a karas with sleiches, that cups and bowls and plates, hoyimatalun, of course they would move that. And that was never forbidden, with just things that didn't have that. That's what we're saying, well, only these three different types of utensils. Tanik says the master begins with words of Gemara, Esve, Abaya, Yas, Meducha, the case of the water. So it's going to explain that why didn't the Gemara answer that the Brisa Meducha is like a Nechemia? That is, we learned the Brisa that, like we said, originally all Kalim were also except for three. Then they permitted, and they permitted, and they permitted, until they permitted everything besides the Mesar, Gadla, and the Yeshua Shemachreshim. So it's Machlaik Zabai and Rava how to qualify what that whole transition was. Now, Abaya asked a Rava, who he says it was even permitted to go ahead and move klishon achtel hetel to guf mekaymai, and even mecham letzel, and then they add on klishon achtel iser to guf mekaymai. On that he asks from a brisa. It says a mortar is permitted to be moved only if it has garlic. What do you mean? Even the klishon achtel iser should be permitted to be moved. So Taisa explains what was bothering Abaye was bishlam that he, it makes sense according to me that Makminik explained the brisa did not let him move the mortar, which is klishon achtel iser to guf mekaymai. We need its place. But according to you, you let him move it even for its place. So why would that be forbidden? What's bothering Taisa is, but why didn't Rava answer that? This price is like a Nechemia who holds that yes, but you cannot move a vessel unless it's for its designated purpose. So you're not going to move it if it doesn't have for the purpose of the garlic. So that's the Taisa actually, the Han, Baba Matzalishnuya, actually, Rava could have answered Kerem Nechemia, that the price is like a Nechemia, which actually, the Shalom Lev, the Gemara actually said this for Rava previously, that it's going like a Nechemia. And so it says, Baba also knew this. When he asked the question, because that's what Rabbi answered on the previous stuff. He asked the same question, maybe he's going to say a different answer. Now, more of us says, actually, Rabbi did not give that answer and say, oh, it's like a Nechemia. Why not? Because Allah does not follow like Nechemia. And for Rabbi, the Mishan, and therefore he didn't want to say like that. And therefore he had a different answer than the Gemara brings. Now, for Rabbi, the Mishan, like Nechemia, Rabbi that did say that the Bais, like Nechemia, to answer for himself, is Mishum the Mashmali, because he understood when it says, Imatam Laisam, you can't move it. Sounds like Mishum in any situation, even to a Gufa, and therefore it's better that he would say that Bais, like Nechemia, than say, like the way Rabbi did that, say, oh, in Mechamel itself, some type of a different answer. Doesn't sound like that's something you can't move in any situation. And therefore that would make to be able to answer that by saying, like, I'm the who holds, yeah, you can't move it for any purpose unless it's designated purpose. Kinex says, Master, begin the words of Gemara, Hachanam here also, Mechamel itself. It's like you're moving it from the sun to the shade. She's going to explain that Beshamai says forbidden to move something even for the purposes of Simchas Yomtiv, which, as we explained, that we have this Machlikas Abaye and Rava, what was the Hishtalshlis of the Heter of Mukta? So Abaye asked from Rava, from a Mishnah that says that the pestle, you could chop meat on it. But once you already chopped, then you're not allowed to move it anymore. So So I klisha matlesi hold can be moved l'tzeruch gufa l'tzeruch mekayma. So Rava says, oh, this says you're not moving. It's talking about mechama l'tzel. So the bothering tesis is now b'had the nakad. This that the Mishnah says that regarding this pestle, it means that you move the katzav l'basar to chop meat on it. What? What's why are we saying that? It's because avgav l'tzeruch gufa mekayma namishari. Although when you can move it, even not for chopping meat on it, you can move it for its place or to use it for a permitted Shabbos function. So we could have said that that's the case. So it's here, but Lashmina, we wanted to tell you that Fila Baha, that even if you're moving the pestle to chop meat on there, which you have the reason of Simchas Yomtiv, even there, Pligi B'Sham B'Sham disagreed, they don't permit because of Simchas Yomtiv. And that's why we picked the Katzav L'Abbas. Tinnik says, Master, the beginning of the Gemara, Loisi Dukana, not the organizing of the tubes. She's going to explain that why is it forbidden this, even if we're saying Issa Mukta in the Beis HaMikdash, which the Gemara said that you have to say these four Mishnayis were all said before the heter of the Mukta, when we said like everything was going to be Asr, which Tais is bothered, but why is it going to be Asr even if there was, everything had the halacha Mukta? But Mukta is rabbinic, and we know Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. So it says Tais is, I've got the Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, although there's no rabbinic prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash, but Kama Shavus Ma'ashkam B'Mikdash, we do find many rabbinic prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash. Shagaz upon the Tech, at times there was exceptions to this, and they did make the Xer Drabanan as kihacha b'kamenakolus, like we have over here, obviously by the tubes and by the sticks, the fisha mechamas Shabbos, because they were disgracing the Shabbos, so they went so far and even to institute in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they didn't do the Issa Drabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. Tinnik says, "Nasla begins the words of the Gemara Rika Kol Kelim." It's like old vessels. Chayes can explain how you let him move the bolt if there's exeris a kelim. In other words, one of the Mishnayos was a glustra, which was so to speak taught before all the heter of the kelim. Which we said, if it has this knob at the end, then Rabbi Shua says, still you're not allowed to move with your hands, and you could just drag it. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, the Gemara was proving from that opinion. Rabbi Tarfon says, actually, no, it's like, okay, I'm allowed to move it. What bothered Tesis is, wait a second, since you tell me the Mishnah has told me before I had to kill him, that's why Rabbi Shua says you're not allowed to move with your hands. So Rabbi Tarfon disagrees, okay, but what does he mean to say it's like, okay, when would okay at that point were actually usher? So that says, Tay says, Avagab the Kraid Matar's Kalim Nishnas, even though this mission was being taught before all Kalim was permitted, it could mean what you could say, what it means to say is Kakala Kalim, like all the vessels, means like Kain Kaisis Bakaris, like all the vessels that could be moved, which are used for eating, like bowls and plates, that we said that was never forbidden. That's what it means Kakala Kalim, like common usage Kalim, which even in before the Heter of Mukta, even those were permitted, and that's what he compares it to, not like Yerushua says you have to drag it.